This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Actually invited us to come and have open ears in the areas. So that is what we've started doing. Actually, today we're starting with it. Next week we're out in Strand. And I hope to see Oom Stan there.
Yeah, he's listening, and I think he got the hint.
Yeah, but a lot happening around the world, Dimitri. And this week, what has stuck with me was actually where ex-president Thabo Mbeki was actually speaking about the lawlessness that is becoming worse within our country. And I think we've spoken about it a while ago already, and actually a few weeks ago I even spoken about the rebellion that's happening all upon the earth currently, and it's actually a lot to do with you know what's happening even in society today, and what's happening with regards to the younger generation, you know, it seems like they just gone out of control. And, you know, we really, as a people, we really need to just continue praying. And this gives us even more reason to pray. And what the Lord actually said to me is that we should stop trying to fix society or restore society. We should actually start within our families first. And, you know, COVID has taught us so much things. And especially for those that have lost loved ones, COVID has taught us so much things, how important family is, how important it is to make time for one another, how important it is to live right. But still, there's a lot of family out there that is just not getting it. Still, they, you know, speaking against one another. Still, they're doing all these crazy things. And they don't even have time for each other. And that is what I want to continue speaking about this morning. That's the lawlessness, you know, and lawlessness is a simple state of disorder due to a disregard of the law. It's in similar to anarchy or chaos, but in Latin, Hebrew and Greek, it speaks of, when we translate it, it speaks of anarchy, it speaks of a other controlling system, a absence of government, an absolute freedom of the individual regarded as a political ideal. Now, the Bible makes it simple. It simply means that man, it simply means the man of sin. Simple. The man of sin. It's also a secret power. When we read the Bible, we will discover that the Bible speaks about the lawlessness being a secret power, that it's already at work. But also, the Bible also says that it will be exposed. The lawlessness will be exposed, and it will be overthrown. The Bible also speaks of lawlessness being a mystery. It speaks of it, and here the connection comes. Because of the mystery, there's a connection between rebellion and lawlessness. And you know, Dimitri, a few days ago, when I was praying, God actually showed me something. He showed me, you know, when Lucifer, when the devil was cast out of heaven, for his followers of angels, you know, what was their whole role in heaven? It was to worship God. So after God cast the devil out of heaven, he created man to replace that worship. So we were created to worship God and to be obedient. That is what we were created to do upon the earth. And Matthew 24 verse 12 says, because of the increase of wickedness or lawlessness, the love of most will grow cold. The love of most will grow cold. And we are starting to see that every single day. We are starting to see how believers are actually slowly departing from the faith. And it is biblical. It is scriptural. We actually see the word of God starting to come to pass. Romans 6 verse 19 says, I am using an example of everyday life because of your human limitations, just as you used to offer yourselves as slaves to impurity and to ever-increasing wickedness, so now offer yourselves as slaves to righteousness leading to holiness. But what do we do as a people? You know, and many have started becoming lovers of themselves as well. Everything is just about money. Everything is just about trying to enrich themselves. Everything is just about worldly possessions, and it's really, really sad. But how do we overcome this as a people? Mark 1 verse 15 says, the time has come. He said, the kingdom of God has come near. Repent, believe the good news. Meaning we need to go back to basics. We need to repent daily. You know, as men and women upon the earth, we fail God daily. We make mistakes. We fail each other daily. But still, God gives us the opportunity to repent daily. Father, forgive us, for we know not what we do. Forgive us, for we have done things that is not pleasing unto you. Still, there's grace, and the grace is sufficient for you and me. And it's important for us to understand our enemy, the lawlessness, is both physical and spiritual. It's important when we pray that we need to not just pray ordinary prayers anymore, but we need to start declaring and decreeing into the atmosphere. We were created to change the atmosphere. So we need to start declaring and decreeing in the atmosphere. We need to take our stand once again. I'm not saying do it through lawlessness or do it through rebellion. I'm saying do it on your knees. Do it in prayer. Because I want to declare and decree even over the airwaves this morning, that enough have we allowed the enemy to rob us. Enough have we allowed the enemy to mislead us. Enough have we allowed the enemy to use and abuse our loved ones. It's time for us to take a stand. And how do we do that? It's by going back to basics, by acknowledging that we were created to worship God and that we were created to be obedient. And where do we start? It is by submitting to authority, Dimitri. We need to start there. We need to start by submitting to authority. And God is always so faithful to our listeners. He will always make sure there is someone of authority in your life so that the correct order can be, or the correct principle can always be applied within our lives. I'm always saying it over and over again. It's important for us to have, especially as men, for us to have a father figure within our lives, a man that represents that authority, a man of God, a man that is willing to speak into your life. They not speak negative things, but to esteem you, to encourage you, to believe in you, to steer you in the right direction. That is what we need in this time. Romans 12 verse 21 says, do not become overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. We need to strive towards that as a people once again. And I want to say this morning, that I'm confident that there's a move of God that is about to come. But we need to start fixing things within our homes, within our families, because when we go out and do the work of God, the order needs to be right. So that is what the Lord has laid upon my heart this week, Dimitri, and I'm excited. I'm excited to even see what is going to happen next week at that men's breakfast. And I want to say to you, Pastor Stan and Dimitri, I will be there with you guys, connecting with men, because the Bible says where there is unity and where there is agreement, it commands a blessing. So we're going to have a blessed time in Malmesbury next week.
Looking forward to that, my brother. And thank you for sharing with us with so much passion and so much conviction. Let us use the Word of God, who is above all. The Word of God is above all. It is above all legislation, but it does not break the laws, but it helps us to overcome and change laws. Yeah. Let us be the change makers. Thank you so much, brother. Have a blessed open air service. May God go with you, and may God touch many people through the wonderful work that you and your team do. We will chat next week again. Worldview, have a blessed time, brother.
Thank you, Dimitri. Thank you to you, Pastor Stan, and to our listeners. Have a blessed, blessed weekend.
Wonderful. Bye-bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. please visit kpulpit.co.za.